Bezos Hashem Yisbarek, today's daf is Mem Aleph and Masechta Sota, is the 1220th daf in Shas. In today's daf, we're going to pick up with the brachos of the Kohen Gadol on Yom HaKippurim. We're going to continue with the halachos that were discussed in the Mishnah on Mem Amid Beis. We're also going to learn the mitzvah of Hakel, which is described in the Mishnah as the Parshas HaMelech, when all of Klal Yisrael on Motzoi Shemitah of Chag HaSukkos gathers together and hears the Torah read by the Melech. And all of those halachos are going to be discussed all the way through Mem Aleph Amen Beis. So let's Be'ezer Hashem begin the top of Mem Aleph Amen Aleph. V'kleire achare mois v'achpa osar. In regards to the Kohen Gadol on Yom HaKippur, he reads during Mincha from Parshas Achare Mos, as well as for what we refer to as the Maftir as Achba Osar, that is the Parsha of Sharo Kesev, that's close to Achare Mos, Rashi in the Mishnah Mem Amid Beis points out. And that, of course, has the Karbonos Hayom. Asks the Gemara Uriminu, I'll ask you the following question. Medalgin b'Navi ve medalgin b'Torah. The rule is that when you have a half Torah from the Navi, so then you're allowed to skip around. But you're not supposed to skip from the Torah. You're supposed to read straight in the Torah. Here we see he's skipping around. Amar Abaye, by answer like Kasha, kan b'chdei sheyifsok ha-Torgamon, kan b'chdei shel yifsok ha-Torgamon. You're allowed to skip around to the point that even when the Torgamon has finished, when it comes to Navi, then that's not a problem. However, when it comes to Torah, you'd be allowed to skip around only where it's close enough, and here the parsha of Ach Ba'asar is in Emor. So then in such a case, the Torgamon will just be reading last pasuk while the Kohen Gadol will be turning over there. Says the Gemara, V'alaktani, is that true? But didn't we learn on that halacha? Medalgin b'navi, ve'ei medalgin torah, v'ad kama, medalgin, ad kedai, shelo yivsa katorgamon. In regards to Navi, you're only allowed to skip around, ad shelo yivsa katorgamon. Michlal, the b'torah klal klal lo, but when it comes to Torah, it's mashma, you're not allowed to at all. The prohibition of Torah is only if you're going from one topic to the next. And over here, since the topic is Yom HaKippurim, then it's not considered a problem of Shnei Inyanim. So what will come out now is that when it comes to Torah, it will be mutter to be medaleg if it was B'inyan Echad, even if it would be some hefsik, but since it was Shalo Yifsok HaTorgamon. Ask Gemara V'atanya, Medalgim HaTorah B'inyan Echad, B'navi B'shnei B'inyanim, V'kan V'kan B'chdei Shalo Yifsok HaTorgamon. Normally, a V'atanya is a kasha. Actually, over here, it's not a question. V'atanya should be read as a rayas. Let's start again. V'atanya, and this is what we learned. Medalgin b'Torah b'inyan echad u'v'navi b'shnei inyanim v'kan v'kan b'kdei shlo yivsel katorgamon, that when it comes to b'inyan echad, you could be medalig b'Torah. When it comes to Navi, even to inyanim. But even b'Navi, when you're allowed to be medalig b'shnei inyanim, it's only shlo yivsel katorgamon. V'ei medalgin b'Navi l'Navi, and also you can't skip from one Navi to the next. Ubinavi shall shnei masar medalgin, but you can skip around in Trey Asar. Trey Asar, of course, is the 12 Nevi'im starting with Hosea. Ubavachlo yidalig misof asef l'tchila. So you're not supposed to go all the way from the end, let's say from Malachi, back to Hosea. We learned in the Mishnah of the Golas HaSefer Torah, after the Kohen concludes, he rolls up the Sefer Torah, minicho b'cheko, and he places it in his lap. V'kolkach lama. And why do you have to go through this process? Here the Gemara is referring to that when the Mishnah describes the Sefer Torah being rolled up, the Kohen says, Yesem Masha Karasuf Nechem Kosuv Kan. More that I've read to you is written inside. And then he goes on and he reads the Ube'eser Lachodesh, That appears in Parshas Bamidbar, and that he's not going to roll to, and that he does Baal Peh. So says the Gemara, the reason why he says this, Yeser mimashe krosi lifnechem kosuv kan, shelo lahotzi lazal Sefer Torah. The people shouldn't say, oh, the reason why you didn't read from the Sefer Torah is because the Parsha of Bamidbar is missing. No, that's done Baal Peh for the reasons that the Gemara is about to describe. Continues the Gemara in the last narrow line. Why don't we roll the sefer and read inside? Because we don't do a real rolling of a sefer Torah in the tzibur. And the reason for that is that it's not covered at tzibur for everybody to be waiting around for the Torah to be read. Asks the Gemara, well, do them what we do. Why don't you bring another Sefer Torah v'likri and read from it? We don't want people to think that the first one is possible. Obviously, it begs the question what we do today. If you're going to bring a new Sefer Torah, you're going to need a new bracha. And we don't do a bracha she'ena tzricha. Asks Gemara, the Gemara asks what we were bothered about, what we do today. Are we concerned about pagam of taking out more than one Sefer Torah and then putting and concluding with the first Sefer Torah and going to a second Sefer Torah and being concerned that it looks like the first Sefer Torah is possible? Amar Yitzchak Bar Nafka, Rosh Chodesh, Tevis Shechalios B'Shabbos. If you have Rosh Chodesh, Tevis, wow, in Yonah D'Yoma, huh? Beis Hashem, tonight is the first night of Chanukah. So this is a case of mamish this week that Rosh Chodesh Tevis falls out on Shabbos. Maybe Shalosh Tiris, he brings three Sefer Torahs for Kor Achas Minyan Shal Yom. One is the weekly parsha of Achas Shal Rosh Chodesh, Achas B'Shal Chanukah, and the third is for Chanukah. Answers the Gemara, Tlasa Gavri, but Tlasa Sifrei Lekup Gama. If you have three different aliyahs with three Sifrei Torahs, then there's no Pekam. However, over here, it's only the kind. But if you have one aliyah with two svarim, then there is a pagam. And when the kohen concludes, he has a brachos that were delineated at the end of the Mishnah. The bracha of Torah is the same one that he makes in the Beis HaKnesses. That's referring to a bracha that we're familiar with, Asher Nosan Lanu Torah SMS. So that bracha is the same. Val Avoida, Val Ado, Val Mechilas Oven, Kitiknon. And also the brachas on Avoda. As well, that's the bracha of Ritzei. Hoda is the bracha of Modim. Mavchilas Oven is Melech Mocha V'Saleach. That's how we're familiar, Kitiknon, from the Tefillah. Al Migdash Bifnei Atzmo, that's a separate bracha on the Migdash. Va'akonim b'fnei atzma, a separate bracha for the konim, va'yisrael b'fnei atzma, va'yushalayim b'fnei atzma. And those were unique brachas that were formulated for the kohen to say on Yom HaKippurim. Tana Rabbanan, hashar tefila. Mishnah concluded that the rest is tefila. What does that mean? Tchina rinu bakasha. It is different types of supplications. Rav Pinkus has a beautiful sefer where he defines the differences between different expressions of tefillah. Sha'amcha Yisrael tzrichim livasheya. Klal Yisrael needs to be saved. In every Yom HaKippurim, there's something that we need to be saved for. V'chosem b'shomei tefillah, and he concludes with the bracha shomei tefillah. Mekan ve'elach kol echad ve'echam bevi sefer toy mitech beisai. The Braisa continues that afterwards everybody bring their own Sefer Torah. V'kariboy, v'kol kach loma k'dei laharos, chazuso l'rabim. Everybody wanted to show the beauty of the Sefer Torah. Rashi quotes a pasuk that is mentioned in Gemara Shabbos, Kufchav Gimel Mebei, Zekelu V'anveyu. Also Rashi points out, it's made reference to in Nazir, on Daf Beis Mebei, Hisna l'fanam b'mitzos, that one is supposed to have a Sefer Torah and sits Hisna. Which, by the way, is also in Yonah D'Yoma, that there's no question that the struggle over what is beautiful is a struggle between Greece and Klal Yisrael. We believe that ultimately the physical enhances what's the spiritual. The baseline, what is important is the spiritual. While Yavan does only focuses on what it could see and what could empirically test. Our Mishnah says, Parshas HaMelech Ketzad. What is the Parsha of the Melech that we learned previously in the beginning of the Perek has to be done B'Lashon Kodesh. Matzah Yom Tov Arishon Shel Chag on Matzah Yom Tov of the first day of Sukkot. Bishmini, the eighth year, b'matzai shviyas, which turns out to be matzai shmita. Also, bima shel eitz, a bima of wood was made by Zarvu Yoshev Aleha, and the melech would sit on it. Shnemer miket sheva shanim emoit. Chazan haknesses notel sefer Torah, the one who is in charge of the knesses, the one who was in charge of the shul in the Azara, notel sefer Torah, v'nosna l'rosh haknesses. He would give it to the one who was the Rosh. There was a Chazan who was referred to as a Shamash. And then there was the Gaboi of the Rosh HaKnesses. In other words, he was the one who was in charge of the Aliyas and other things. Rosh HaKnesses knows in the Skan. And the Rosh HaKnesses would give it to the Skan, Kohen Gadol. The Kohen Gadol knows on the Melech, and the Kohen Gadol would give it to the king. V'amelech oimidu mekabel v'koyri. And the king accepted the Sefer Torah and he would read from it. V'kori Yosef, and he would read sitting. Agrippas HaMelech Amad, V'kibel V'kara Amad, V'shibchu Acham. Agrippas didn't sit, he stood as kavod for the Sefer Torah, and the Chachamim praised him. U'gishigiyal losucha loseis alecha ish nachri, zolgu ein of demos. And when he reached the Pasuk, Agrippas did, that you're not supposed to have a foreigner be your king, he cried. The Rashi explains that Agrippas was a descendant of Hordas. So this is already after the beautiful structure that we're familiar with, of the Kosel HaMaravi. I'm not learning that with you right now. I'm learning in Beit Shemesh in the morning before davening. But Bezer Hashem Zochet to see it every day. Of course, that was built, the Kosel was built by Hordas. And Agrippas was a descendant of him. Now, Hordas was an Eved, and he was apostle from Malchus, so he was crying. Amru Losa, Chacham said to him, Al Tisiare Agrippas, Achinuata. Don't be upset. You are our brother. Rashi explains that your mother is Jewish. Now, the Chacham probably responded to Agrippas with wisdom, that in the sense that Agrippas would not have stepped down if the Chachamim had said, you're right, what you should do is step down as king. That is something that is very, very, very hard for an individual who is in power. However, the Gemara we're going to see on Memalef Amebeis is quite critical of the Chachamim because they should not have given Chanifa to Agrippas. They shouldn't have comforted him. That we'll see Bezer Hashem at the bottom of the Yomud on Mem Aleph Amud Beis. Either way, exactly how to understand it, there's also a machlokas between Rashi and Tosis. What was the nature of Agrippas' psul, and what exactly was the avera of Chanifa of the Chachamim? Either way, the Mishnah says, V'korim mitchilas el advarim ad shema. First he reads from the beginning of Sefer Dvarim until Shema, which appears in Vaschanan. And then he goes to Shema. He reads Shema as well, Ushma. And then he goes to volume Shemoa. And then he goes to in Re'eh Aser Taser. Then to Ki Sichalo Laser, which appears in Re'eh as well, which begins a discussion of Sukkot. U'Parshas HaMelech. Then towards the end of Devarim, where you have Parshas HaMelech, Ubrachos HaKlalos, as well as the Brachos HaKlalos on Har Gizim HaHevel, Achagomer Kol HaParsha, until he concludes Parshas Kisavo. Brachos Shebekoin Gadol Mvarachos and HaMelech, HaMelech Mvarachos, just like the Koin Gadol has a Brachos to the Melech, Elisha knows saying, Shel Regolim Tachas Mechilas Avon. However, when he describes the Kedushas HaYom, he doesn't describe it in terms of Mechilas Avon, like at the one, let's see, what number is it? Ala Torah v'alvoda v'aladoya. The fifth bracha is Mechilas Avon we had in the Mishnah Mem Amebeis. So that description of the Yom as being one Mechilas Avon, here he mentions that it's Regalim. Asks the Gemara, five lines to the bottom, Mem Aleph Amin Aleph, Bishmini Salka Daitach, do you think that it took place on the eighth year? Ema Bishminis. Why does it say with the Lashon, why is it described as being on the eighth year? The Gemara in the Hava Mina assumes that it took place on Shmini Atzeres. Bishmini, the eighth year, Salka Daitach, Ema Bishmini. It does it take place on the eighth day? Because the Torah is mefurish that it takes place on the first day of Sukkot. Ema Bishminis. No, it means the eighth year. V'kolahani lamali. And why is it that we have to go through all of these simanim? What the Gemara is referring to is that the Torah actually says miketz sheva shanim at the end of the seventh year. B'moed shnas hashmita. The end of the seventh year on the holiday of the year of Shemitah, B'chag HaSukkos. So you have a bunch of different simanim. Tzrichet, Ikas Rachmanim Miketziv, we would just said at the end, Havamina Nimnu Mehashta. I would have a Havamina that you should start counting 7 years. When it came to Moshe Rabbeinu, in this Tzivui that appears in the end of Devarim, that you should start counting Shemitah then. So Kasa Rachmana Shemitah. So that's why the Torah says when you start Shemitah, not yet. Vikasa Rachmana Shemitah, and if the Torah would have said Shemitah, and the Torah had not said Bimoed, Shnasa Shemitah, that's a curious word. What does it mean, Bimoed? So Havamina Besov Shemitah. I would have thought that it's at the end of Shemitah. Kasa Rachmana Bimoed. Hence the Gemara uses the expression Bimoed to emphasize that it's not during Shemitah itself, that it's the Moed that's after Shemitah. Of course, question begs itself, Vikasim and Moed, but if it just had Moed, maybe it means the beginning of Shemitah. Havamina Merei Shasa, Kasarachmana, Bechag HaSukkos. So Torah says, Bechag HaSukkos, not in the beginning of the year. Vikasarachmana, Bechag HaSukkos, Havamina Fil Yom Tif Achron. I would have thought maybe Shmini Atzeres, as we had mentioned above. Kasarachmana, Bevoy Kol Yisrael, Meishalta de Moed. It says, from the beginning of the Yom Tov. The Chazan HaKnesses notel sefer Torah v'nosna the Rosh HaKnesses. And the Chazan gives it to the Rosh. Shamas minei cholkin kovot talmid chacham b'makom arav. We see from here that you give respect to one Talmid Chacham, even if the Rav, who's a greater Talmid Chacham, is there. And that is actually open to debate. As Gemar made reference to on Shabbos' daf, on Mem Amid Beis, the Rashi quotes, there's a machlokis in Bava Basra Kufi Yutes Amid Beis, whether you show kavod l'talmid chacham b'makom arav. So what do we see? The Chazan HaKnesses is the lower of the Talmid Chacham. Yet you give him the Sefer Torah to show him kavod as well. Amar Abaye, the Gemara gives the same answer it gave on Mem Amid Beis. Kulu mishum kvod of the Melech. All of this is just to set up the kavod of the Melech, to go from one Talmid Chacham to the next, going up in the hierarchy, and then it given to the Melech. Avelech oimenu mekabel v'koyre yoshev, Agrippas am v'koyre yoshev. Agrippas am Melech omad v'kibel v'korav omed. The king generally accepted it, and he sat when he read. However, Agrippas stood. Oimi michlal to yoshev. If Agrippas stood, it sounds like that most people sat. Says the Gemara, what's the big chiddush that Agrippas stood? At the end of the day, the halacha is that no one is allowed to sit in the Azara except for someone who comes from Malchus Beis David. And Agrippas, as we point in our Mishnah, did not. Answers the Gemara, Kedam Rav Chizda Be'ezras Nashim. This was not in the Azara that's referred to as the Ezras Yisrael or the Ezras Kanim. The Ezras Nashim is not Ro'ui Lavoda, and therefore it doesn't have the same level Kedusha as the others, and there isn't an Iser to sit. So that's why the even Agrippas would have been able to sit. Nevertheless, because of Kvod HaTorah, he stood. Hachanami Bezras Nashim. V'shibchu Chachamim. Shibchu Mechlal D'Shapir Ovid. It sounds like Chachamim praised him, so that he did this. That sounds like he did well. But then Rav Ashi teaches us that even the opinion that says that a Nasi could forgo his Kavod, which is a machlokis, everybody agrees. A melech is not allowed to forgo his kavod. So how could he be mochel? Answers the Gemara, mitzvah shani. He could be mochel his kavod when we're dealing with a mitzvah. Tosas questions this and challenges this from different Gemaras. The Gemara in Ksubis, Yudzayin, Amin Aleph seems to ignore mitzvah shani and take a look at Tosas that really gets involved in the bowels of Melech Shemochel al Kvodo. I would have loved to do this Tosas with you, but I must run to learn with the Talmidim. Gemara continues, Ukishi Gia Lo Suchal Lo Seis. When Agrippus reached the pasuk that says that you're not allowed to give a foreigner to become a king, at that moment, that is when the enemies of Klal Yisrael got their right to destroy Klal Yisrael. Shechnifa lola Agrippus. The Chachamim had the opportunity to encourage Agrippus for tshuva, and they did the opposite. They said to him, don't worry. And that was wrong. Amar Rav Shimon ben Chalafta, miyom shegavar Agrippa shechanufa, nisavsu hadinin, v'niskalklu hamaisim. The moment in which the appeasement became strong is the moment in which the din became corrupted, then v'niskalklu hamaisim, and then people's actions became corrupted, v'ein adam yocholoma lechaver ma'asi gedolim mimasecha. And then no one became held to a standard, and no one's actions were better than everybody else, because they were all being machnif each other. They were all saying, oh, you're great, you're great, you're great. And before long, no one was great. Darish Rabbi Yehuda bar Ma'arav v'itein Rabbi Shimon ben Pazi. Mutal hachnif rishon bo'olam hazeh. Rabbi Shimon ben Pazi said, it's permissible to say chanifa, to appease, even though it's an Isser D'Oraisa, if it's Rishayim in this world, Shenemar, Lo Yikra Oid, Lo Yikare Oid L'Novel Nediv, Ule Chile Lo Ye Omer Shoya. That's a pasuk in Yeshayahu, that one day it'll be Aser to call a novel a Nediv. And also a Kilai, that means someone who is a Baal Taiva, be able to be called a Shua. One day it's going to be Aser. In other words, one day everything, a spade is going to be called a spade. Michlal de Bolam Azesh Shari, that would seem to indicate that in this world, it's permissible. In other words, in the present situation, presumably because the Rishayim, if we don't do Chanifa, the Rishayim are going to destroy us. Reb Shimon Lakisham Mehocha, Kiroz Panai Elokim Atir Tseni. That Yaakov says in regards to Esav, that it's as if I saw Pnei Elokim. That's quite a praise to quite a Rasha. Upliga de Rabbi Levi, Damer Rabbi Levi, Mashal Shel Yaakov, Ve'esav Lama Adavar Dome. He explained the encounter between Esav and Yaakov differently. La'adam Shiyazma Eschaver V'hikirbo, Shemivaki Shahargo. A person, Zimein Eschavero, he invites his friend, and he knows his friend wants to kill him. Omer lo tam, tashil zesh anitoim, kitavshil shita'amti b'veis ha'melech. He tells the Balabayis. In other words, he is scared that the Baal Bayis wants to kill him. He says to the Baal Bayis, oh, the food that I'm eating, this is before he suspects that the host is going to kill him, it tastes like the food of the king. So why does he do that? Amar, so that the Baal Bayis should say in his heart, Yodalei Malka, Mistifi, Velo Katalei. He knows the king, I'm afraid of him, and I won't kill him. He'll change his mind. So that was the cheshbon that Yaakov had with Esav. And that's what he was doing. It wasn't stam chanifa. Amar Rabbi Elazar, kol adam sheyesh bo chanifa mevi af la'olam. Anybody who tries to appease everybody and praise them in an inappropriate way brings, and by the way, we need to elaborate on the sugya of chanifa. It's also, it's asur. You know, generally, Isser v'heter, we spoke about how to daven with a minyan, what is considered davening with a minyan, what's not, in the past, but there are halacha lemaisa also in midos, that's even maybe even a harder sugya to do halacha lemaisa. One day we have to do that. Says Rebbe Lazar, someone who A chonev brings anger to the world. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, v'chan fe'lev yosimu af, v'lo yo'id, el she'ain tfilas o nishmas. If he reaches a point that he is a chonev, his tfilas are not heard, shenemar lo yishavu ki asurum. That if HaKadosh Baruch Hu sees that he is a chan fe'lev, then he will not listen to his tfilas. As we mentioned, as we conclude today's daf, these halachos of when it's mutar hachni for Russia and when it applies and how it applies is something that requires quite a bit of iyun. If we have time much later today, maybe we will do that from the halacha of the daily daf. For now, Be'ezar Hashem, we're going to stop over here. This Be'ezar Hashem concludes daf mem aleph in Maseches Sota.